Good morning once again, morning star travelers. Are you ready to go on a new mystery and a new journey where none of us have ever gone before? Into this mystery that I'm calling the journey of the incorruptible seed. Now, this is a real mystery since it's been going on for thousands of years. And it's beginning to produce a whole new seed in the earth in these last days. So I want to share some of these insights with you. The message has already been done in a text message that you can read on the website. But I'll be enclosing it with this message when I finish and post it on the website. So, I'm just going to read most of what I already have in the text message for you so that you can read along with yourself when we get done. So, Abraham is the father of our faith. And God said something to Abraham. He made him a promise. And Abraham received God's words by faith. And they were imparted unto him. God's words are the incorruptible seed. John 1:1 tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God and His Word are one. So God spoke words of faith into Abraham's life, and Abraham received God's word by faith. He laid hold on God's promises. God's words were seeds of faith. They grew and they produced the fruit by the name of Isaac. That's what the word of God produced. A supernatural seed of faith produced Isaac, the son that, it was according to Sarah, was impossible to have. But according to God, nothing is impossible. So by faith, Isaac and Sarah conceived Isaac. So faith in God's word produces what it was sent to produce. Now the seed is the Word of God. Faith gives that seed what it needs to grow and produce. The seed of faith grows and produces after its kind. It multiplies and increases as faith continues to grow. So Isaac became the first seed of promise, and that started to multiply and produce after that kind more of the same seed. Romans 4:13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. It was faith that produced Isaac. When a seed begins to produce, it produces more seeds that keep on producing after its kind. Same seed of promise kept on producing till, guess what? It produced Jesus. Galatians 3:16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not to seeds as of many, but one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. The living word of the incorruptible seed of promise that God spoke into Abraham's life, well, it resulted in Jesus. Can you believe that? 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Then Jesus, who was born of the word, the seed carrier of the incorruptible seed, planted his seed in the earth so it would continue to produce after his kind. Jesus was a new type of seed that was sown from his death to reap a harvest after his kind. The seed of promise is still producing in the earth after his kind. It's a supernatural seed. It's evolving, duplicating, multiplying more of its kind. Jesus. A new generation of the incorruptible seed. Jesus is now producing himself through his death. These are some heavy scriptures that very few can get their minds wrapped around. John 12:24, Jesus said, I tell you truly, unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. That's the Living Bible. Now for the King James. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. The seed of Jesus was planted in the earth to bear much fruit, to germinate till the appearing of the sons of God. The seed of promise is still producing. A supernatural seed that one day will produce a whole generation after his likeness, after his kind. The supernatural seed born from his seed. The incorruptible word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Now there is no way to stop the harvest of what was planted. This is the journey of the incorruptible seed and what's coming. It will be natural for this seed to be supernatural. They will instruct their elders and forecast things to come as children. They will have the mind of Christ, one seed, one body, one mind. Yes, dear friends. Dear Morning Star travelers, can you grasp that Jesus is coming again and again? And again, his seed is producing into infinity, into eternity. The word incorruptible means undecaying, imperishable, immortal, essence of continuance. Meditate on these words, dear one, and prepare yourself for the coming seed, the incorruptible seed that Jesus planted in the earth, that's going to begin to multiply and produce Jesus in the earth. So God bless, and stay tuned for our next mystery. I may be producing another mystery on the Sons of God, according to the Apostle Paul. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.